I think there's a problem with the programme, Robin said. She sounded strangely anxious. Well, it looks like he's picking up the same texture map as the floor or something, Matt agreed. The man's shape was filled in with a rough, pale, brown texture. His face was a crude approximation, and his whole form seemed lumpy and misshapen, as if he were made of sand. The Sandman took a step forward as Matt moved the mouse again. Flecks and particles dripped and rubbed from him as he walked, leaving a faint trail across the screen behind him. Make him walk through that door, Robin pointed to an open archway on the screen. Let's see where it goes. The man followed the pointer through the arch, into blackness. The figure made of sand lurched forwards towards the archway. As it moved, feet dragging slightly, grains of sand rubbed off, fell away, eroded from its body and dripped to the ground, leaving a faint trail of sand and dirt across the ground behind it. Must be the edge of the model, Matt said. They haven't built any more of it, unless there's another model linked into this one to extend the world. You might be able to plug them together like a jigsaw. Let's see. He clicked away for a few moments, and sure enough, another environment sprang into existence, replacing the blackness. More stone walls and sandy floors, and a studded metal door. That can't be right, Robin said. Pull back a bit. Let's see what it is. The figure was walking again, still heading in the direction that Matt had sent him, through the door and up a set of stairs beyond. The picture pulled back, and the man in the staircase became smaller as the image zoomed out. The figure was walking out of the building and up into another structure that seemed to be built above it. Or was it upper floors of the same building, perhaps? Further back, and the figure was a moving dot on a winding staircase. The circular building filled the bottom half of the screen. The top half was the other building. The trail of sand dusted the steps that wound up out of the ruined building.